The race for Half Moon Town Board has been mired in political controversy for months. Two open seats on the all-Republican Town Board are being fought for by Democrats Deanna Stevenson and Joseph Christopher, and Republicans Jeremy Connors and Daphne Jordan. Wednesday, the organization Fair Campaign Practices of the Capital Region heard complaints from the candidates. The Democrats accused the Republicans of distributing misinformation in a campaign flyer, while the Republicans also take issue with the mailer and a press release. Christopher, a school teacher, discussed a Republican campaign mailer that said he, quote, deceived Half Moon voters by hiding his prior arrest as part of a massive cocaine sting, unquote. After that mailer, Christopher said he was dropping out of the race but has since re-entered the campaign, and his name will appear on the ballot. Christopher provided court documents from 1995 on his arrest on a marijuana charge that was ultimately dropped. He was a college undergraduate at the time.
The charges were dismissed before I was tried or even questioned by police. I never faced these charges. Using this to destroy my character is clearly an unfair personal attack that misrepresents and distorts my record.
Michael Cuevas, a lawyer representing GOP candidates Connors and Jordan, responded to Christopher's accusation by pointing to an article printed in the Times Union newspaper in 1995 that referenced a cocaine bust of which Christopher's marijuana arrest was a part.
So while he, you know, may object to the language that says part of a massive cocaine sting, that is in fact what happened, and it's reported in the Times Union story.
Stevenson complained that a Republican campaign flyer wrongly stated that she, quote, has no record of public service, unquote, and that it also wrongly claimed she only voted after she began campaigning for office in Half Moon.
My voting record, in which was in question, I registered to vote in January 30th, 1997.
Stevenson spoke about her involvement as a PTA member and president. Cuevas did admit to an error on the mailer, criticizing Stevenson's voting record.
What they meant to say was that she only started voting in town elections once she became a candidate.
Stevenson also disputed a claim that she only ran for a position on the town ethics committee for political gain. The GOP candidates had filed a complaint against a press release they said was attempting to tie them to Half Moon developer and former Republican committee member Bruce Tansky. Tansky is facing charges for violating campaign finance laws. Cuevas said Joe Christopher had falsely accused appointed board member Daphne Jordan.
So he says every current member of the Half Moon Town Board has used this tainted campaign cash to help them get elected to office. Okay, so since Ms. Jordan had not been elected, that is not true. So she did not use any, if there were any, tainted campaign cash to get elected.
Cuevas also brought forward a complaint based on a mailer from Stevenson's campaign titled, "It Wasn't Just One Bad Apple." Cuevas said this mailer attempted to tie the Republican candidates to former town supervisor Mindy Wormuth, who resigned after being arrested last year on campaign finance violation charges.
Other than when you talk about the one bad apple, if they're referring to Mindy Wormuth, then which town elected official are they talking about? That there is none. There's been no other town elected official involved in arrests and scandals.
Todd Kerner, Saratoga County Democratic Chair, sitting with Stevenson and Christopher, defended the mailer.
Mr. Tansky is on the Half Moon Town Republican Committee until recently, I guess, when his arrest came through. He got off it. So is Mrs. Jordan and Mr. Connors are both on the Republican Committee. It's all intertangled.
The candidates will not get a chance to debate before Election Day. Fair Campaign Practices of the Capital Region will issue a decision on the hearings in the near future. For more information, visit WAMC.org. Lucas Willard, WAMC News.